through our Weather Ready Nation Ambassador Initiative. We just rolled that out in February, and we have about 350 participants now that are formally considered ambassadors. And we urge those folks who want to become an ambassador to have a partnership with us and submit their application from our website. The ambassadors play a critical role, and I think the easiest way to explain an ambassador is that Weather Ready Nation ambassadors need to set the example. Set the example for themselves and their office and their home so they're prepared in the event of extreme weather.
So one would look at this and say, well, this is great that the National Weather Service is taking the lead on this because you guys provide such great data. We've heard this time and again that every TV station, every radio station, including our sister station WTOP, depends on the National Weather Service data. But one would say, well, why isn't FEMA doing this? This seems more of a role for FEMA than it would be for the National Weather Service. How did this kind of come to being from a National Weather Service initiative?
It's really about making sure that the information we put out is then reiterated consistently. And the ambassadors, they have to pledge to actually promote our key messages in their own outreach activities. And you mentioned FEMA. FEMA just yesterday was actually approved as one of our ambassadors. So that's exciting news that they obviously are one of our closest partners. We partner with them on their Ready campaign. And so that ties into our Weather Ready Nation Ambassador campaign initiative as well, because we all have to partner together to make sure that we're giving the same information. If you have conflicting information, folks get confused and don't take prompt action.
Was there a challenge with that consistency? Because, I mean, obviously, a lot of us, again, watch the Weather Channel, or a lot of us pay attention to the news at night. Was there a problem with consistency, or at least challenges around it?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the consistency per se, but it was really about making sure that folks understood the impacts. Some of our forecasts, for example, during Snowmageddon, even though it said we were going to have snow that day, we didn't give enough specific information about the snow was going to happen and it was going to fall 2 inches in an hour during rush hour. So that's a significant difference than 2 inches of snow falling throughout the day lightly, where the road crews could keep up on that. If you have heavy snow falling at one time, folks need to understand that it's obviously going to impact their commute home.
Now, federal agencies, you mentioned FEMA just now, they just became an ambassador. How can they participate? Which ones are already participating, either as ambassadors or just as part of this Weather Ready Nation initiative?
We do have quite a few partners already as ambassadors, and some of our closest federal partners aren't actually ambassadors yet, such as the Coast Guard, the U.S. Geological Survey, and even NASA. But what we've seen is that those departments and agency that have a well-established partnership with us, they're taking a little bit longer to get on board because of that complexity of their relationship, and they want to make sure that they can live up to the commitment of, again, setting that example and promoting our key messages for the Weather Ready Nation. We do have some ambassadors that have already joined. When you look at the Department of Labor, the Department of Justice, HUD, also agencies within the Department of Defense, Energy, Homeland Security, and even our sister agency within Commerce, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Our closest government partner, FEMA, just became a Weather Ready Nation ambassador, so we were really excited about that.
Well, it's obviously good news that the FEMA's on board, because as you mentioned, they play such a critical role in not just helping people prepare, but react to disasters. When agencies participate, they should act as a model citizen, I think is what you had said earlier. What can the National Weather Service do to help agencies kind of decide to reach that ambassador role? How are you working with them more closely?
One way that folks can get more information, obviously, on the Weather Ready Nation Ambassador Program is to visit our website, weather.gov. obviously, where you can get all of your up-to-date weather and forecasts and warnings. And at the bottom of that website, you can click on the Weather Ready Nation hyperlink. And on the website, it hosts a lot of information on preparedness, more details as to what NOAA is doing, and Weather Service is a part of NOAA. We're in the family. What everyone's doing and what we're doing differently from before. And, of course, the information and the application process is on that page as well.
And we will link to those sites on federalnewsradio.com to make it just as easy for people in case if they didn't have their pen handy as they were listening. Let's talk more broadly about the Weather Ready Nation. National Weather Service, NOAA, how are you guys collaborating more broadly across the federal government, not just with the Ambassadors Program, but ensuring that federal employees, that contractors are part of this effort to become part of this Weather Ready Nation?
We have more than 350 Weather Ready Nation ambassadors across the country, and that's at a national level, regional level, state level, even local level. And so we're seeing that it's a diversity of organizations contributing to our Weather Ready Nation campaign. Again, government agencies at all levels, big businesses, small businesses, first responders, and even long-range community planners are seeing that they need to be a part of this and better understand how it impacts their business as well. We do have a few of our contractors that are already ambassadors, and that includes Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Harris Corporation, Ball Aerospace, and even NEEF. NEEF is the National Environmental Education Foundation. They've been a fabulous partner with us on this Weather Ready Nation Ambassador Initiative.
Are there things that you guys are doing when you reach out to the federal community, again, contractors and or agencies, to promote this idea of Weather Ready Nation? I mean, beyond the Ambassadors Program, I think that's a program that is, as you said, just got started in February, but this Weather Ready Nation's kicked off in 2011, as you mentioned. How are you collaborating more broadly with some of those other partners from the sense of, are there things that they do that you can pull into this program, or things that you're doing to say, here, you help participate in this, you're co-chairman of a working group? Are there any type of initiatives down those paths?
We're working closely with FEMA and the Red Cross on the ready.gov preparedness. And also, we're reaching out and rallying with other stakeholders to participate in efforts such as America's Preparathon and the National Hurricane Preparedness Week. We just rolled out June 1st, the Atlantic hurricane season. And so the Ambassador Initiative allows us to highlight to a wider audience improvements in our products and services as it relates to things like Hurricane Preparedness Week. So one of the things that we rolled out with the Hurricane Outlook was an experimental storm surge inundation mapping product and also a 5-day graphical tropical weather outlook so folks can see areas where hurricanes or tropical storms may form 5 days out.
Oh, fascinating. Now, are you guys doing the storm surge mapping project or the 5-day graphical tropical outlook with someone like USGS or other federal partners or other private sector partners?
Yes. Obviously, our sister agency here, the National Ocean Service, we partner with them on the storm surge inundation mapping product and also others as well. So one of the keys with that product was in the past, folks still had to incorporate the high tide or low tide. Now that product actually will have that information included. So you don't have to look at our product and go, ooh, 5 feet plus, is it going to be high tide or low tide? So that's going to have information on the worst case scenario of what a storm may potentially bring to a community, and they can actually see graphically where the water could potentially rise.